USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden traveled to Buffalo, New York on Tuesday to meet with the victims' families of last weekend's mass shooting. Meanwhile, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky told Newsmax President Biden and Democrats are politicizing the tragedy.
Our sympathy and our hearts, our minds, our prayers, all of that should be going towards those who lost their lives in this, the heroes who tried to stop it.
A Michigan judge granted a preliminary injunction in a suit brought by Planned Parenthood against Michigan's 1931 law criminalizing abortion. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration is attempting to shore up the legal right to an abortion in the state's constitution if Roe v. Wade is overturned. However, an attorney told USA Radio the state is trying to create new law through a phantom case. The attorney also called the gesture from the judge, quote, meaningless. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people. I have my cousin. I have a son of work. I have a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Curfew in the city of Chicago just became more strict.
In response to the chaos that led to the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced changes to the citywide weekend curfew. She moves the curfew up by an hour from 11 to 10 p.m. Lightfoot also announced that no minors will be allowed in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. without an adult between Thursday and Sunday.
I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew.
Lightfoot says that new rules are necessary, but critics, including the ACLU, have concerns about them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Tiger Woods says he cares about majors and legacies. He made that point at the PGA Championship while delivering a sharp rebuke of Phil Mickelson. Mickelson is not defending his PGA title at Southern Hills. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The suspect in California's mass shooting is due in court today. He's facing a slew of charges for allegedly opening fire inside an Orange County church on Sunday. The 68-year-old is accused of killing one person and wounding five others before parishioners jumped into action by tying him up with electrical cords. As for motive, investigators believe that the alleged murderer, a Chinese immigrant, held a grievance involving the Taiwanese community. As crime continues to rise in Democratic-led cities, one mayor is taking action.
In response to the chaos that led to the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced changes to the citywide weekend curfew. She moves the curfew up by an hour from 11 to 10 p.m. Lightfoot also announced that no minors will be allowed in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. without an adult between Thursday and Sunday.
I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children and young people to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew.
Lightfoot says that new rules are necessary, but critics, including the ACLU, have concerns about them. For USA Radio News, I'm Dennis Burns in New York.
And finally, Elon Musk says his $44 billion bid for Twitter can't move forward until the company is more clear about how many of its accounts are fake. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.